families wondering how they're going to co-parent this holiday season. Stacey Lee is a partner at Calgary-based SVR Family Lawyers and has some advice for us. Hi, Stacey.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. This is a tough time for all of us, obviously, but it can be even more difficult for separated or divorced families, can't it?
That's true. These families are facing issues that they've probably never anticipated, and that's true of even intact families as well, but particularly in a divorced or separated context, when there's potentially, you know, conflict between the parties, it can be even more difficult.
And what's interesting is you can have your very structured schedule set up between the two households, but that can go out the window during the pandemic, can't it?
That's very true, and that's one of the main things that we're encouraging people right now, is that to be flexible with each other and to have as much open communication as possible, because people have to pivot when things that they didn't anticipate come up.
So that's a great tip to remember. Anything else that we need to think about as we move forward into the holiday season? And is it just really best to keep the fact that it's about the kids in mind here?
Well, what's in the children's best interest is always going to be at the forefront, and it's what parents should be focusing on. As everyone knows, there's a whole bunch of new guidelines that have recently come out, and so it's really important that parents be following those guidelines and be communicating a lot between them about what they're doing in each other's homes, because that can go a long ways towards providing reassurance to the other parent.
Stacey, we've heard of some businesses shuttering and having a tough time during the pandemic. Others have been busier than ever. Where do you fall in the family law, or business?
Well, there's been a lot of news lately about divorce rates being higher than average and that sort of thing. We have been busy. It's not just divorces, it's changes to parenting schedules, it's things like amendments to child support if one parent ends up out of work and that sort of thing. So it's been busy, but hopefully, we're starting to get some good guidance from the courts and from health experts on what parents should be doing. So at the very beginning, there was a lot of big question marks about how family members are going to proceed, and it's been getting there's a lot more structure now.
Is there a good resource you send people to, Stacey? Do you guys have it on your site, perhaps? If couples have questions, whether they're separated or divorced and something comes up, is there a place they can go to get help and information?
Well, we often recommend that people seek the assistance of parenting coordinators. That's a good resource that's available in the community, because access to the courts is a bit limited right now. And so we work closely with a lot of different experts depending on what our clients need. So having, somebody with a psychological background is often helpful. Also, there are, good resources available through the Alberta courts. There's the Parenting After Separation course. And we've been seeing a lot of mediation happening right now with the restrictions to the courts. And that's often a really good process to keep things more collaborative for co-parents.
Stacey, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That is Stacey Lee, partner at Calgary-based SVR Family Lawyers.
Now, one thing you can do today. Here's Leanne.